Somebody's listening as we come before God here this morning. And we're going to, if you're able, please stand. We're going to come and read together from Mark chapter 12, 7, 6, 35. As we come to God in this book, let's read together. As Jesus taught in the temple, he said, "How can God say that he trusts in his Jesus? Should he fall to the Holy Spirit to God? The rest of his kingdom is to be left. He should have been to the Holy Spirit. That's the first step of the Holy Spirit. To devour real houses, people are taking people on the bed. The purpose will receive the greater coming of the people. Our Father, we thank you for giving us that to bring you the Holy Spirit. We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to us. Help us to do this. The disciples in the morning are on their way from Bethany to Jerusalem, about a 2 mile walk or so. They pass the wooded sycamores, and Jesus launches into the teaching about having faith in God. And then when the disciples arrive, after that they arrive at the temple in Jerusalem. So Jesus is teaching about what? Isn't it great? How many of you are so fast that the cover is up back here and the things are raining outside? I don't know if I want to get up, okay? Jesus is teaching about what? Israel. He's talking about faith, right? This is what it means to have faith in God. This is what it means to trust God with our life. This is what it means to live in the kingdom of God. So when Jesus begins his on-task message to day one, going back to Mark chapter 1, verse 15, he's saying the kingdom of God is at hand. I am right here. I am right here in the flesh and blood of humanity. And God is offering you a relationship with him through me. And so you need to repent. You need to believe in the gospel. You need to believe in me. You need to have faith. You need to trust God with your life for all that God offers you through me. So through whatever else is going on Monday and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, and whenever, all those little things of passages, in order for us to get what Jesus is doing and what Jesus is teaching, we need to keep in mind that Jesus is always on track with his message. So it came to morning as Jesus arrived in the temple, and as he began to teach, as Jesus was teaching in the temple, there's a series of groups that come to tell a tag team that they're coming in and they're asking them questions. And those groups are so polarized politically and religiously that they make what's going on in Washington look functional. But the one thing that they all have, and they all agree on, is they see Jesus as a threat to their carefully constructed political religious world. And so they fear Jesus, they hate Jesus, and these questions that they come passing week through coming and asking questions, those questions are designed to take Jesus what? Down and out to go with this guy. And so these groups come to where Jesus is teaching and they talk and they take turns. They ask these questions about his authority. They ask about his education, his allegiances. They ask about his doctrine. And Jesus responds to them and he's always on task. So he's framing the question. Many of the questions turn it back to the truth of who the leader is, who he Jesus is, and what it means to live in the relationship with God because he's given questions to him. And so in Mark's record of Jesus' final week until Jesus is rest, there are no further questions coming from the opposition. They're done. That's the backstory of verse 35. Where the Jesus crowd walking in opposition in response to how they watching Jesus silence the political and religious leaders, and they just saw the Mark's rock. Now, all eyes are on Jesus. He's got the crowd. And they're listening to his time. This is the place, and this is the time to lay it all out on the line. The ministry and the message to drive it home, and there's absolutely no doubt about it. Grab the intensity and the opportunity that moment. Jesus has come in the flesh and blood of our humanity to cease evil and save those who will repent and believe in him. So now Jesus can just seize the moment, seize the discussion, on task, teaching, Jesus asks questions. And he asks this question, how can a scribe see that the Christ, the Messiah, comparing a whole lot of history that the religious leaders of today and everyday even today, they agree that the Messiah, the Christ, is in the center of the David. The Messiah is going to sit on the front of David because the Messiah, the Christ, is in the center of David. We're together on that, right? Where Jesus quotes David quote David, Psalm 110, verse 1. David wrote it, the song that everyone agrees. It refers to the Messiah, it refers to the Christ. The Lord said to my Lord, David, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. So briefly unpacking that, Jesus states that David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture, David himself writes in this conversation between the Lord, which the first Lord in Hebrew is Yahweh, meaning the God, the covenant God of Israel. Yahweh says to my Lord, which in Hebrew is the title Adonai, which means Lord or Master. Which here is given to the one that Yahweh designates as ruling over God's people in front of David, who is the coming Messiah. Because everyone agrees that Psalm 110, verse 1, that he's talking about the coming Messiah. My God said to my Lord, God has promised to put the Messiah's enemies where? Under your feet, under the feet of the Messiah. So it's an Old Testament. Thank you.
found with us. The kingdom of God being contained in the flesh and blood of our humanity. Christ can only be both the Son of David and the Lord of David to the incarnate. Fully human and fully divine. There is no other way to resolve the eternal conflict. We can see an answer to the religious leaders first time. Son of David, biological reality. Messiah went beyond where they were willing to go. The implications of what they must require, they rejected it outright. And Mark records that the crowd, at least at that moment, the great crowd, the great throng, heard him gladly. But maybe they're enjoying seeing the temple leaders silence, tumble, abusing his logic and teaching. Maybe they're learning from Jesus, maybe they're taking in what he's teaching. We don't know. But it is sobering to consider that this crowd that welcomed him in triumph on Sunday, who gladly listened to him on Tuesday, called for his crucifixion on Sunday. In some sense, they got the coming of the kingdom, but they chose on the requirement of heart level repentance and peace. Beware the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplace and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor and peace to devour widows' houses and so teach them with long prayers. Okay, so long ago, in a church far, far away, robes and collars were the expectation. Religious, political, cultural necessity, that was the mainstream, right? So yes, the U.S. Capitol, a leading clergy and others are leading a rally there, which is both political and spiritual, and it is clearly the spirit and the word. Okay, Paul wrote, I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessing. Point being, that as we are carefully obeying God, their faith, that we do that we would not normally do, the purpose of which is to connect the people and to reach them with the gospel. But it is easy to go beyond where Paul is at, becoming open to his sense, right? And the passion that he needed, we're often seated at the table of the
I'm going to go to the next one.
it's way too easy to lose touch with our depravity and the necessity of God's grace and God's work on the cross on our behalf. The message of the kingdom and the ministry of the gospel. The Lord has the same. What place is it? A place. What does it like to walk on a long road? It's a place where there's these long white roads that have nothing on the season. Roads that are pretty. If they were put on purposefully, and they were held on to where they knew people were going to be at the market. There are people with nothing that are stuck in deference and bound. They need to walk to the end.
I'm
observe the law and pray that Christ are using their position and pretense of piety to rob the helpless and the needy. Beware is calling the call to observe and study the religious leaders to consider that those leadership, the character of leadership, are actually living consistent with what they profess to believe, or do they believe something else? Every one of us will always act consistent with what we really believe. Not what we say we believe, we can. But consistent with what at our heart level, the core of who we are, we fully actually believe. Despite all the robes and greetings and senior arrangements and long pious prayers of the religious, we believe that God's kingdom is about power and politics and prestige and position, and that the Messiah is going to restore this political kingdom, and they're only acting consistent with what they believe. Expanding and clinging on to the positions of power and prestige, and looking for ways to take Jesus down and to take Jesus down. And then Jesus, in that powerful, ministering moment, Jesus concludes with this public ministry. Did Jesus call it that? They will receive the greatest presence from God at the greatest time in the world. This is the rest of the business. He will be the beginning of the nation. And then he comes to Jesus. This is not the best. He will be all of our people who will be the pride and the son of the Holy Spirit. This is the beginning of the nation. And this is the beginning of the nation. You are very lucky to know you better get the other thing. If you heard this before, you got it. There was a man in the suffering from a prickling in his throat, a buzzing in his ears, and a dismal dizzy spell. So let's see his doctor. He examined him and discovered that his tonsils were slightly infected, and that was infecting his whole body, even in his tonsils. It was just a little bit. He was just a little bit. He called himself a very simple, very simple, very even after all that, he still had a crippling in his head. Everything he was doing, and he was doing a good job. He was actually grateful, he was actually didn't know what to do. He thought, well, maybe this is all taking this. So he advised him to take a long vacation, take a vacation, and he didn't like that idea. So he went off to Jamaica. He spent about a month on the beach, working on the sand. And while he was there, he went into one of the grocery type shops, you know, the work they had in the hotels and stuff like that. He just saw really nice clothes and he told me, he can ask about it too. And so he told me, I said, well, stop and say, what size is this? And he said, 14 and a half. That he thought he was uncomfortable with the heat. you know, it's really indicative. He said, I've been following church all my life, and I think I have a pretty good idea of what type of shirt I wear. And Chelsea said, pardon me, sir, I don't want to offend you. I mean, I'm prepared to say you do this type of shirt, that's a business type of shirt, whatever the size. But I would suggest that if you wear a 14 and a half when you should be wearing a 16, it's just possible that you might have a tickling in your throat, a buzzing in your ears, and you just occasional such a business. This is so easy to us. We have a tendency towards self-deception. So it can't be used at all today. But we get scripture. We need to follow God. We can't be supported. I know it's what 14 is like. But it's a clean teacher. I'm just trying. Great God. We don't look at it. Faith. Sometimes we need a reality check. It's very easy to be aware of one for our own life. Father, may we not sit here in February the 10th, 2019, in condemnation of crowds and scribes and Pharisees and others. May we hear Jesus' warning for ourselves. As we consider our actions, may we allow you to consider the view of our hearts and bring us to prayer that we would allow you to be Lord over all who we are to live in. We ask you to make this peace.